Good morning and welcome to drstanley.com. I'm Dr. Stanley. And as I stated yesterday in the Red Fonts addendum, I don't know how much more time I'm going to spend on Facebook. There are no words for how much I can't stand these censoring social media platforms. Sunday evening was the last straw when I made a post and I kept having to state and restate my point in the post. And it was such a waste of time. I couldn't even believe it. I just had enough. So I'm letting you know, folks, please do not count on me to post on social media, Facebook, which is the only one I pretty much use because social media just takes up so much time. I could be writing, right? So don't count on me to post to social media to alert you to a post here. I'm tired of it and I'm sick of it. There's a lot of wasting time and energy that's not serving me at all. I could be more productive with my minutes and creating content here on the website than helping Facebook stay alive with me posting content to help them out. Because that's exactly what it is. Every time you, me, anyone posts on Facebook, we're posting content to keep them alive. So the more time that we spend on Facebook, the more we give them permissions, content, ourselves, that should be with our family and our friends, and they're making money off of us. You're not getting a dime, okay? And spending all this energy. And it's crazy. So I'd rather take my content from them and cost them money. So I do get a lot of traffic from Facebook, but I believe that I do have something worthwhile to offer on this website and that you will keep coming to read the content without me having to remind you that I have a website. So I'm just going to have to believe that it's going to be okay and I can do without Facebook keeping me alive. I've survived plenty of years without Facebook. Anyway, that's just where I'm at. And you know, all I have to do is look at my Google Analytics and my free stat counter. I know the exact link that my traffic comes from because my stats give me the page from which you come, including this city and state. Whether you came from Google, Facebook, Instagram, home, doesn't matter. That's just my little old free stat counter. And there's so much more that the stat counter gives me. Imagine the information I would get if I paid $18 a month. No kidding. Folks, social media has you hook, line, and sinker. Hooked. So I have a lot of plans for myself, this website, and for you. My content is going to be morphing as I am feeling this transformative impact, influence, and benefit of Pluto in Capricorn at 29 degrees. I'm going to take advantage of it. Plus, it's moving into Aquarius technology. So the day in and day out, same shit, different day with Facebook. I can't stand it. And I'm done. So speaking of my nature, from the horoscope today, which I referenced, my natal sun trine Jupiter that overdoes it. If I spend time overdoing it on social media, then I get pulled away from this website and I would not be overdoing it here. We want me to overdo it here, right? That makes sense on this website. So thank God that post on Sunday night went over like a lead balloon, which so many kept getting misinterpreting and I kept having to explain myself over and over again, my point, until finally I just got pissed off and I deleted the entire post and realized how much time I just wasted on social media. So I may post here and there, but it's taken up space in my head and I don't like it. So I don't care too much for being a voyeur in life, like looking and peeping in on people's lives and what they're doing. I don't care. I'm not that fascinated with other people's lives. I'm really kind of fascinated with my own, to quite tell you the truth. And I prefer to follow my North Node Virgo and be a participant rather than have my head bowed to social media apps. Everyone bows to these apps. They do. All you got to do is look at yourself, look at others, look around. Heads are down, bowing to apps and not bowing to God. It's an addiction. And social media has you. It just does. So anyway, Folks, I do my best to stand strong in my beliefs. Just like I did not watch the Super Bowl. There's no way in hell I'd watch the Super Bowl, not even for the commercials. I'm not like that. I could give a rat about the commercials. I was curious. And I just won't support the NFL. That whole kneeling business years ago was the final straw. And when I say I'm committed to God, country, family, in that order, I mean it. Without God, you have no country. That is evident. And without country, you lose your family. Think about that. Think about cultures in our history. Without a country, you lose your family when groups, organizations, governments take away your country and your home. You lose your family. That's the truth. Priorities, folks. Find your own priorities and stand in them, for goodness sakes. Families are losing their children and can't even see it, and that's weak. It's weak. Keep an eye on the homepage. I'll be bringing this talking feather back so that you can hear the red font addendums, because they tend to be long. And all of the prep pages are created and already up through February the 28th, 2023. I'll get started on the memes for the next several months, and I will work on the applying and separating degrees on the rest of February astro memes. So watch how much I get accomplished now without social media hijacking my brain. That's it. If I have more, then I'll post more. You'll just have to come back and see. And as we say in Cherokee, Dane, the Da, Kohaya. Until we meet again.